Ready to run. Do you know any keen runners who might want to join our Fab Five at next year's London Marathon? On the 26th of April, five of our members will be running 26.2 miles with 50,000 other participants in a clear demonstration of what is possible after sight loss, and we still have charity places available. 30 intrepid supporters have already signed up to run the London Marathon for our charity alongside our members. They'll be raising awareness of the work we do, raising funds, so we're able to support even more blind veterans. Do you have any family or friends brave enough to join them? Meet Team Blind Veterans UK and hear about why they've chosen to take on the challenge. Andy. Andy Leach, 51, is no stranger to physical challenges. In fact, this year saw him complete his 10th London Marathon. After joining the Army in 1992, Andy spent 19 years with the Royal Logistics Corps until at the age of 37, the genetic eye condition, retinitis pigmentosa, caused a gradual decline in his sight. Forced to retire early from the military, Andy says, "Blind Veterans UK has invested a lot of time over the years to help me rebuild my life when I'd lost all hope. The staff made me realise what was possible and gave me the confidence to start doing physical activities again and get back to work. Next year, I'll be running with an ex-Royal Marine alongside me as my guide. His work colleagues will also be joining us. I hope my experience can help other blind veterans who are newer to the charity, and that, as a team, we can all cross the finish line and be proud of our achievements and personal journeys. I now have 10 London Marathon medals. Those of us with a visual impairment should never be written off. We can live full and active lives." Kelly. Kelly Ganfield, 44, has run the London Marathon once before in 2015 and is hoping that this time around she can finish in a faster time. Kelly has accomplished many sporting achievements before and since losing her sight. She's competed twice in the Invictus Games for Team GB and in the Veteran Games, and run several marathons and half marathons. After joining the Army in 1998, Kelly served with the Adjutant General Corps until she suffered a stroke at the age of 23 as a result of an autoimmune condition that causes blood clots. The stroke changed her life overnight. She says, "I found myself suddenly becoming a blind veteran at the age of 23 when I lost my sight and my career. The charity saved my life. I owe it a great deal. The staff took me in and have taken care of me ever since. And I've met so many inspirational people, both staff and fellow blind veterans, who have shaped my life. I'm so proud to be a blind veteran. I wouldn't be who I am today if I wasn't. My philosophy is that life is to be had as you never know what's around the corner. It's always an honour to represent the charity and to be able to give back for the support I've had. I'm looking forward to doing so again in 2026 at the London Marathon." Wayne. Wayne Pope, 44, will be taking part in the London Marathon for the very first time next year. He says, "The London Marathon is a truly unique and I'll be fulfilling a lifetime dream when I cross the finish line." Wayne served in the Royal Navy for 4.5 years as a naval seaman, warfare specialist on board HMS Chatham and HMS Monmouth. His sight loss journey only began at the end of 2022 when he was diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa. He says, "My life changed completely. I lost my confidence and sense of purpose. I'd walked into the consultant's office as an independent man and walked out knowing my life was going to change." Wayne began to receive support from the charity in spring 2023. He says, "While staying at the Rustington Centre, I was asked to share some of the things I'd like to achieve that seemed out of reach to me because of my sight loss. I shared my dream of taking part in the London Marathon. The wellbeing team at the centre offered to support my aspirations by helping me train and prepare for the Worthing 10 kilometres, which I achieved in May of this year, with a view to being able to take part in the London Marathon alongside other blind veterans in 2026. I certainly don't have an end game in mind for this journey. The whole experience of the Worthing 10km, the training and preparation, the fundraising and the race itself were life-changing for me. It showed me that anything can be achieved if you have the right mindset, great support from great people, and you're willing to put the work in to make it happen. I can't wait to hit the streets of London next year. Alan Locke, 45, is certainly no stranger to the London Marathon course. In fact, he'll be taking on the prestigious 26.2-mile event for the 15th time. He says, "I love running. I've only been able to continue to run because of the support I've received from Blind Veterans UK. Just 3 years after joining the Navy in 2002, Alan was diagnosed with a rare genetic condition, similar to macular degeneration. It took his sight and forced him to retire from the armed forces at just 24. He says, "I felt so lonely and was full of worry and uncertainty for my future. I'd been committed to a career with the Royal Navy. It's what I expected to do for life, but that was snatched away from me along with my eyesight." It sounds obvious, but not being able to see properly has a massive impact on your life. I find it difficult to read. I can't drive. I can't see people's faces properly, including my own daughter's, which is heartbreaking. Alan began receiving our support in 2005 and says that the rehabilitation and equipment we've provided has meant he can live independently and keep pursuing the sports he loves. He says, "The charity provided me with a running machine so I can continue to enjoy running. If I run outside of my home, I need a guide, but with the running machine, I have the independence to run alone and unaided. I can't thank Blind Veterans UK enough for all the support I've been given. It's a special charity and has been by my side throughout my journey, giving me the confidence to see beyond the limits of sight loss and achieve things I thought wouldn't be possible. I'm proud to run for Blind Veterans UK, and the London Marathon is a terrific opportunity to remind myself I can still take on big challenges and endeavours in spite of my sight loss." Chris Kennedy, 65, will be taking on his first ever marathon next year. Chris served in the Territorial Army in the late 1970s and early 1980s and later served as a firefighter with Surrey Fire and Rescue Service. It was during his career as a firefighter that he began to realise something was wrong with his sight. He says, "It was at the age of 35 that I first thought something wasn't right. I found out that I had a hereditary eye disease that would eventually take my central vision. I was devastated and felt I couldn't tell anyone, so I sat on it for a few years until I had to retire from the fire service. So with my eyesight also went my career. I'm taking on this challenge because I want to fundraise for the charity that has been there for me for the last 9 years. They have not only provided me with physical support and technology and gadgets to help me live day-to-day life, but above all, I've benefited hugely from the camaraderie of being in the company of others who've also lost their sight and have a military background to bond over. The team are jointly fundraising and aim to raise a minimum of £1,250, which is the equivalent of each of them receiving a one-day bespoke training session in their own home from one of our community support workers, or ROVIs, Rehabilitation Officer for the Visually Impaired. These staff members work with our members to help them overcome the barriers they face due to their sight loss and achieve everyday tasks that mean they can live independently. Do you know anyone who would welcome the chance to run alongside these members whilst also raising money to support the charity? We have a small number of charity spaces still available. Find out more at blindveterans.org.uk/London Marathon, and London Marathon is all one word. You can support our London Marathon runners by making a donation. Just Giving, that's all one word, justgiving.com/page/ capital I, small m, 26.